Quem bebe grafete, repete grafete, grafete é gostoso demais.
Quem bebe grafete,
repete grafete,
grafete é gostoso demais. Quem bebe grafete, repete grafete, grafete é gostoso demais.
Quem bebe grafete, repete grafete, repete grafete, grafete é gostoso demais.
Grafete é gostoso demais.
Daddy, what does raw mean?
Dun, dun. Dave.
Sponsor?
Dave. No.
Not yet.
Dave.
Of course not. So here on the Hardline, and especially here at Grapefest, we were saddened last week to learn about the passing of Robbie Knievel, the son of Evel Knievel. He passed away at the age of 60. He had been suffering from pancreatic cancer, and he died in Reno with his daughters by his side. And we talked on the air about the fact that the original interview that I did with him in 2001 for the Musers was lost to eternity.
Literally in the ether.
We could not find it anywhere. Well, P1 Marcus to the rescue, because he found it in some long lost rant archive that I wasn't even aware of, because I originally played the interview on the Musers because they were the ones who sent me out as a reporter, because he was Robbie Knievel was going to do a jump out at the Texas Motor Speedway before an IndyCar race.
Right, he was going to jump Rich Phillips.
Yes, and then we replayed it that Saturday on the rant. So 2001 is heyday of the rant.
Mm-hmm.
You just heard the rant revival, and so it was myself and Gordon and Corby. And it was high times, and we did listen to the playback of the entire interview. And if you don't know the context of why Robbie Knievel is important, not just because of this interview, because a quote from this interview ended up being the impetus for the open of the show that was on Saturdays after the rant, The Orphanage, that I did with Danny. And this is how that theme song starts.
Did you hear how you were born? Two boxcars crashed together and you popped out of the hobo spot.
So that's the open to The Orphanage.
Right.
And it's based around the Robbie Knievel joke that no one understood.
No.
Yes, I'm still trying
to
get a visual there.
Yeah, so let's listen back to the original interview. And Ham, if we can stop and start, if Corby or Bob want to call for a pause at any point, we can play.
Where were you at the Motor Speedway?
Yes, it was like in the suites at the Texas Motor Speedway.
Okay,
so it wasn't like in pit row. It was up right in the offices or in the suites.
Was he dressed like his dad?
Well, we get to that here. Ah, so there's right. Do you get to hear the original interview, but you get to hear a little bit of setup between the rant, the three of us talking about the interview. And then afterwards, we'll get to the reason why it was such an automatic joke for Robbie to pull out of his hat at that moment. So this is the rant from 2001.
We wanted to get into Davey's interview with Robbie Knievel. Robbie Knievel, the son of Evel Knievel. He's now the world's most known daredevil, or at least the one that's most active, it seems like.
He's carried that mantle on from his father.
And he dresses like his father in kind of the skin suits, the red, white, and blue skin suits with the belt.
Was he out there wearing that when you saw him? He was not wearing his skins, his red, white, and blue leather suit. He was wearing jeans and an American flag denim shirt.
Oh, God. Denim jeans and a denim shirt.
Yeah.
It's always a good look.
And, you know, because it had the three panels, like the stripes and then the stars and then the solid shield.
Sure.
And then he had a mullet.
You are kidding me.
No. Yeah. He's got the receding hairline and the mullet, and then he had grown a goatee.
Has he been reduced to that?
Reduced?
And he, I think he's going to have to do a little bit of training before the jump.
A little fat? A little chunky?
Just a little chunky.
Yeah. He has weight on him.
Did you see him?
No, I've seen him before on television, even for
I don't think I've ever seen the guy.
If you see him, this is
why do we all sound like chipmunks?
Funny.
All of us.
Because he's just real rednecky and
I don't know if that's just how we sounded or if it's a recording.
Yeah, it's probably the recording. Yeah. It's just time.
Kindergarten Corby.
Yeah.
Time does this to audio.
Michael Jackson would love you.
Watch it.
Probably need to get to this.
Oh.
I don't think we can do it here, can we?
Oh.
What time do we break?
45.
All right, yeah, we can do it here.
Go.
46.
Go.
All right, here's Davey with Robbie Knievel. Listen for Robbie's final comment, and Dave basically can't have any response to it.
Here with Captain Ronnie Knievel. What kind of captain?
Ronnie?
Robbie Knievel.
Oh, stop it there.
Yeah, I messed up his name right out of the gate.
Oh my God, dude.
What a rough way to start an interview is not knowing his first name.
Ronnie?
All right.
Here with Captain Ronnie Knievel. What kind of captain?
Ronnie?
Robbie Knievel.
Oh.
What did I say? Did I say Ronnie? Yeah.
Oh.
Boy, that was a slip up. All right, take two.
Is that on purpose?
Here with Captain Robbie Knievel. What kind of captain are you?
I'm a bell captain. I'm a Captain Kangaroo, whatever kind of captain you want me to be.
I'm a captain because my dad kind of named me that when he said I was a captain of my own ship when I joined Caesar's Palace back in 89. But I like to joke about it.
So it's a nickname that stuck.
Yeah. And I says, I don't like that. And some guy says, I'll just spell it with a K. So I did. And then it stuck.
All right. You're here at the Motor Speedway. You're going to be jumping prior to the Chevy 500 Indy race on September 16th. They're going to line up 20 Indy cars.
Stop. Pause it here. This doesn't even sound like Dave. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird hearing this.
I know. I don't understand.
All right, go ahead.
Feet long. It's called the $10 million Texas IndyCar Jump. Your impressions right off?
Very impressed. When they mentioned IndyCars, I was like, new record. Nobody's ever done it. I mean, just jumping at Texas Speedway is impressive enough, but to do it for the fans here where my dad holds the biggest ratings right here in Dallas is great.
Now, a guy on a motorcycle jumping race cars, that's kind of like a hillbilly wet dream, isn't it?
Kind of a hillbilly dream? I don't know. If you want to call it that, I guess that's okay, but it's a little more serious to me than that.
Well, no, I'm saying for the fans.
Oh, well, I don't call any of my fans hillbillies either, but
I think
they'll be very impressed, whatever fans show up.
Now, I remember your dad back in the 70s. I was just a kid, and I always used to get confused, I guess because of the jumpsuits. I always used to think he was related to Elvis.
Yeah, well, actually, my dad and mom did know Elvis and Priscilla years ago, and my dad got the idea of the cape from Elvis, and Elvis got the idea of the belt buckle from my dad.
Wow.
And
White trash exchange program.
I forget what it was, but that's a true story.
Throughout your dad's career, he had 14 surgeries, 36 months in the hospital, 37 broken bones. Does he still have scoreboard on you, or are you catching up?
I'm catching up. I'm only at about 16 broken bones, knee surgeries, you know, vertebrae, lumbars, concussions, a lot of separations, a lot of torn ligaments, and they've had to put me to sleep twice to get the pavement out of my ass. So,
what?
Yeah, I'm catching up. I don't want to catch up. I don't want 14 major operations. I know that.
Now, you've jumped the fountain at Caesar's Palace, of course, the Grand Canyon, about to jump the Indy cars. Are you running out of stuff to jump? What's left, like Jerry Jones' ego?
Yeah, I guess. It's weird how different records pop up when you think there is nothing left. And I still have some really great ideas, Canada to America. And, you know, I really don't like to talk about them because then some other guy goes out there and does it for less money and he doesn't get a live television show. It picks me up. Some guy jumped a train real wimpy on a corner, you know, a regular train in Oregon as soon as he heard my idea back in 1989. So, you know, I had to find a steam engine and do it better.
So there are a lot of wussy imposters out there?
Yeah, there's guys out there that try and do it. But the thing is, I've done everything, and I've been out there 31 years and paid my dues, so nobody can really take anything away
from
me.
How old is he?
Well, you're a daredevil, obviously.
No, he's like
kind of an adrenaline junkie. But everybody has their limits. I want to run some scenarios by you, see if you would go through with them, all right?
Okay.
All right, jump between the Twin Towers in New York.
I've thought about that.
9/11.
I haven't been up there to look at it. I know it's really windy, and I'm not sure how far apart they are. If it's a city block, it's impossible.
How about jump from one aircraft carrier to another aircraft carrier wearing a suit of meat in shark-infested waters?
Suit of meat in shark-infested waters. Now, that sounds good.
A
maybe the network
suit.
Could go for that one. I was thinking of putting helicopters hovering in between them.
Jump over the blades?
Because if I hit the blades, I'd be shark meat.
Yeah, you'd just chum the water.
Exactly.
All right, how about jump over Palestine, dropping nude photos of Yasser Arafat?
He has no idea who Yasser Arafat is.
All right, how about get a million paper cuts and jump into a swimming pool filled with Bactine?
Sounds good.
Bactine.
All these sound good so far. Go ahead.
All right, last one, have unprotected sex with a hobo. Is that too risky? Yeah. Did you hear how you were born? Two boxcars crashed together and you popped out of the hobo's butt. Oh, my. All right,
what in the what?
Wait. Turn it up. I want to hear what it's talking about.
Two boxcars bumped together
and you popped out of
the hobo's butt. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. That's crazier than anything you've ever said.
And he said it like it's an established joke,
right? Like you've heard this one?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Is it an established joke?
And the last, no, there, you can take it down.
Baby had from,
you can take it down.
I think it is. Obviously, you don't just come up with that.
No, I think he came up with
it. Did you hear how you were born?
And you could hear when he thought about it, because he stopped, he was laughing and going, yeah, yeah. Hey, did you hear how you were born? Two boxcars crashed together and you pump out of those butt.
That is the greatest line ever uttered.
So,
I think
we did replay last week the etymology of that joke, and it was from a morning show interview that was like 10 years later when you were filling in on the morning show. We played this last week, but we'll just play this short clip. So it goes back to Evil Knievel telling his kids how they were born. So that's why
it stuck with him.
Right there on the tip of his tongue.
Yes, and he heard the word hobo.
Yeah, it triggered him.
Yeah, so let's listen to that bit of audio.
Here?
On the ticket.
I think it's going to be here.
We're working on it.
Oh. It's mostly, this part's going to be on the ticket.
It was in the email. I'm sorry.
Ham is learning that at 5 p.m. all the computers up here just slow down.
Oh,
well,
no.
We got to get going, too, but we wish you luck on Saturday. And just real quick, do you remember the story about you being adopted? That your dad...
Like, do you remember how you were born?
Well, he used to tell my brother two boxcars crashed together and he popped out of a hobo's butt. And then he told me that a baboon was rubbing his ass on a rock on a hot day. And then he told the one about my sister being born with a bunch of flowers that were sprouting out of them. Yeah, that was my old man.
So wait, let me clarify. So it was your brother that popped out of a hobo's butt when the boxcars crashed together. And your birth story was your birth story was what, Robbie?
A baboon sitting on a hot rock rubbing his ass on a hot day.
But your sister was sprouting flowers. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, have you ever had any interest in contacting the baboon? Maybe getting in touch with your birth baboon?
Yeah, I want to get some friggin' blood tests done, man.
Oh, man. Well, hey, it was good to talk to you.
I'm a silver hair.
Well, oh, man.
There we go.
R.I.P. Robbie. What a priceless man he was.
R.I.P. Robbie.
Incredible.